Broadcasting from Zanzibar land, deep within Outer Heaven Fortress, this is the Snake Pit. I'm Jim Vulture, and this is my fellow crisis actor,
Night Fox, but you guys might know me better as this the Gray Fox from yonder years of yore.
Yeah, and back in the day, I was Kalash.
Kalash 1969.
187.
That'd have been fine too. You could have used that.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
We're here to for the first time in over a decade, well over a decade, back
it's
on the podcast.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. You know, we got new information about new potential games coming for the series. So we thought, hey, might as well shoot our load in the dark and see who reacts to it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to shoot my load in the dark right now.
Oh, hell yeah. So thank you for choosing us. We are your new site for propaganda, and we will give you your news, yep. Your Metal Gear Solid propaganda as much as you enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we go by many names, the Viper Brothers, Crisis Actors.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of names out there for us, a lot of aliases.
Oh yeah,
Jim Jackson. I mean, that's Bloodback. That's you know, those are our prison names. We don't have to talk about that on this.
No. We'll have to address that later on because of our attorney shit. But we will address that for you guys later.
Yeah, attorney-client privilege. You know, negligent discharge, all that kind of stuff. Let's get back to Metal Gear Solid Delta.
Well, yeah, that's it, right? So that's what we end up seeing it. So let's just take a run through the trailer real quick just to remember. It starts off, I think you see a footprint, then you see like ants, and then a toad eats the ant, or the dead toad or something.
And then the ants go to the toad.
Yeah.
The toad's picked up by
It's a poison toad on top of it, I think, too, right? It's one of the
poison toads. So that parrot definitely fucking dies,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, the parrot dies either way, right? Or does the parrot get away? Well, as the trailer goes on, you're swarming through, like, it flies up, it's got the fucking frog in its leg, and you see, like, what is it, like, the fence, the electric fence, and then you see the Shagohod in the sky and stuff, a little outline of it, and then you're swooping around, and it lands on a log, and I guess it's a swamp? Is it a lake or is it a swamp?
It's like a mangrove.
Yeah, it's like a mangrove thing, right?
The mangroves.
Yeah.
It honestly reminds me of the area from the original game where you have that whole sequence with the Sorrow.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I can see what
it's
you're
like
saying.
Those kind of like, you know, like trees protruding from the swamps.
Yeah. I can see what you're saying. You know, when I saw it, I got a little more, you know, where you see the platforms for the first time, the flying platforms? And to the left is the SVD in the little storage area. And if you go a little forward, it's the end. You can shoot the end in the head. You get a little cutscene of Volgan. That's kind of feel like I'd maybe... I'm not too sure if that thing was just like a pre-made cutscene just to make everyone excited, or if that's an actual location. Probably just a pre-made thing, right?
It could just be a pre-made thing, but I mean...
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know. We haven't seen any gameplay footage yet, which is concerning.
It's concerning.
Expected.
Yeah.
I mean, Konami has been blue-balling us probably as long as we've been off the air.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's arguable that they've been blue-balling us because we wasn't on the air. You know, you're like, where the fuck are these guys?
That's true. And you know what? Now that we're back, you better expect some fucking games from Konami.
They better pony up. They're going to pump them out. You guys won't be able to take all of these loads, all these gaming loads, I should say. Nothing.
Well, that's something we can get into a little bit later, but that's something I'm actually worried about. We'll talk about that, though.
Well,
so let's get back to MGS3, though.
Yeah. So, you know, you see, so this the fucking parrot, I'm thinking it's the same end parrot, right? It has to be. It lands on the fucking log, and then a snake attacks, then a... croc or alligator. I can never tell the difference between a croc and alligator. I know something to do with snouts, but that attacks the snake, and then something attacks. I'm like fucking up the whole thing, but it's like a constant attack, right? Because the snake attacks the bird, then the croc attacks the snake, and then another snake attacks the croc? Is that how it happens?
I don't even know, man.
It's something.
The gist of the trailer is they're trying to show the pecking order, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
The ants, the frog, the parrot, the snake, the croc, and then right. of course Big Boss.
Big is Boss revealed himself.
To be fair, in the mangroves.
To be fair, at this point he's still naked snake, right? Like he hasn't become the legend yet.
Good point. He's not the legend yet, is he?
Yeah, he's not. But you know, it's an okay reveal trailer. I mean, I wish they'd show a little more. Considering they had the Snake Eater song, they should have done a whole fucking trailer for 3 minutes long or something. Show us some gameplay.
Yeah, I agree.
Show us something.
I agree. Especially since, I mean, I really expected them to give this. I mean, this is the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake. It's the first Metal Gear title in forever. It's been so long. We haven't gotten anything. The fans are starving.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah,
and
man.
This is what they mustered. I can't lie. I'm kind of disappointed with this teaser trailer.
Yeah. I mean, considering when we made the forum, right? Like, there was a rumbling, but no one took it seriously that they were going to.
Well, that's every year.
Yeah. But for a while, though, it seems like last year and the year before. It was like people were saying, for sure, we're going to get a trailer. For sure. And we checked. And of course, and every time, it was
nothing
like something.
Happens.
Yeah. It was, what did the Quentin Flynn do? Like, check next tomorrow for a big surprise from Konami. And it was just like a picture of Raiden drawn or something.
Yeah, it was a picture of Raiden.
Yeah, it was always
something dumb.
That really
pissed me off. Because they really actually hyped that particular instance up. So when I started to hear the rumors a couple weeks ago about this, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, right. When I see some footage, then I'll believe it. And of course, they hit us with the footage and it's this. I really expected something more spectacular.
I appreciate that we got a trailer to announce it, but I think in the end, I ended up being more impressed by the screenshots than the actual trailer itself, though.
Me too.
And because it seems like from all the screenshots you saw, you can remember those locations, you know, they just basically super up-res them, which is interesting. It doesn't look like they're changing much.
You know,
what?
I would have been okay if the trailer was not that pre-rendered shit that they showed us. I would have been fine if they just had not even a static camera, maybe it's a, you know, just like a floating camera through these classic environments that we've seen with the Gru guys patrolling.
Right.
Like
yeah.
just have them static patrolling, and then maybe at the end you could do the same reveal with Big Boss or with Naked Snake, where he's, you know, it goes past a patrol and then you zoom in and guess what? His camo index is through the roof and he's just sitting there watching.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Yeah, that would have even been better than showing this whole pecking order thing with all the different animals. I get it, Snake Eater. Wildlife is part of the game, part of the game's ecosystem, part of your survival. That's like one of the it's one of the least important aspects of the game overall to personally.
You're right, but I think they were doing this on purpose to try and like build up hype. Even though the trailer's whatever, it's only like a minute or two long. They wanted you to be like, I wonder what this trailer was. But right off the bat, you know, the parrot, obviously, if you looked up in the sky, you saw the Shagohod. But I think your idea is what would have been better, like an in-game engine and they're just like zooming around like location to location. And you're like, oh, this is Metal Gear Solid Remake. Yeah, I think that would have been better.
That's what people want to see. That's what people want to see. They want to see some in-game footage. They want to see what the updated game looks like. They could have made the exact trailer that we saw look almost as good as it did.
Right.
Back when the original MGS3 came out. There's nothing special about it whatsoever. There's literally nothing special about it.
If they wanted to pull at our heartstrings, if they remade the original MGS trailer or something, MGS3 trailer, that would have rocked people's fucking cocks out of their bodies. They would have been, they would have been so fucking excited for it.
That would have really drove the point home that, hey, we're doing it right and we're doing it just the way you remember, but a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a real shame that that they decided to go pre-rendered. And you know, at the very end of it, Snake not even saying kept you waiting, huh? That made me so mad. I got up and I screamed. I screamed out loud. My neighbors had to call the cops to arrest me. And I spent the night in lockup.
I threw my window open and I yelled to my entire neighborhood, how do I remove my amygdala?
Everyone sent you like your little emails. Well, if you take an ice pick, you know, and hit it right.
They told me to shut the fuck up. And they,
yeah, but you know,
the police.
For Delta, right? Because we're gonna have to find a way not to call it MGS3 because now it's confusing.
Now it's confusing.
I appreciate
this symbol.
Yeah, this little triangle, which probably has some meaning. We'll go up on that in a little while too, if it does have a deeper meaning. But, you know, it's exciting just to know there's a new Metal Gear remake out there. And they have said that the same voice actors and all that shit is returning. And they're going to try keeping the cutscenes the same. So, you know.
So let's get into the technical aspects that we have heard so far. So we know that they're using the same voice acting from the original game, right?
Right. That's what I've heard.
Okay, and they're essentially just upscaling the environments, or do we not know that yet?
Well, from what I understand, the same way how the Pachinko Fox engine, how they upgrade all the cutscenes to just look super nice, but it's basically the same animations and everything, that's what I understand they're going for. So even though Fox engine's really pretty, they're probably like, now it's PS5, current gen graphics, so it's gonna look even more pretty. So we'll have to see how that turns out, you know.
I think that's a good thing, because right now in my brain, since this is a remake, the only other real remakes that we have are Resident Evil 2 and 3, right?
Yeah,
and 4 now.
Yeah,
and they changed a lot in those games. I mean, you still get the feeling and the aesthetics from the original game, but like, especially Resident Evil 3 remake, they pretty much changed absolutely everything to the point where they cut out some major portions of the game. And I think a lot of people are apprehensive about this game. That they may do this. And also with related Silent Hill 2 remake, people are worried with that too, that they're going to do the thing that Capcom did with Resident Evil 3 remake and just get rid of superfluous scenes. Well, superfluous to them, maybe.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, from what the staff has said themselves, and I think they know that if they fuck with Metal Gear, because Konami has a ravenous following. I think out of all the game developers, he might be the closest thing to like a Scorsese or a Rockstar of our industry in terms of gaming, right?
Absolutely.
Like, remember the fuck Konami movement that happened, like real strong after MGS5? It was a whole industry.
Yeah, I do remember it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing with the Metal Gear Solid fandom. We're loyal to Hideo. We're not loyal to Konami at all. I mean, I'm sure some people are, but the old head fans, we want Kojima.
Yeah, that's true. We want Kojima in the raw, uncut, unfiltered.
Raw and uncut Kojima.
I want to see a man in BDSM gear read my mind and give me massages before I fight him. That's what I
want to
do.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want a 9-foot Russian to grip my crotch until it breaks.
And realizing that it's not his lover's crotch, because he knows his lover's crotch that well. Remember that MGS3 grabs Snake's crotch, like, you're not, right, Cover? You're not my lover. I forget the exact line.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows just from, you're not my lover. That's a true lover.
What a fucking creep. Fucking Volgin's a creep.
Dude,
that's
he probably,
all it comes down to.
He probably wrecked that little twink boy's, you know. His,
rung him out.
Yeah, because you...
rung him out
with,
like an old rag.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine what his thing looks like. Probably he's all mangled and stuff. Poor Rykov. Rest in
absolutely
peace,
absolutely mangled, dude. Bruised. Yeah. Black and blue and bruised.
For sure. I mean, you leave Rykov in that fucking locker, and then you blow the whole lid of that place up. You know what I mean? So that dude's dead. You did it, guys. You killed Rykov. Just letting
rip.
You know. Rip, my brother.
Rip. Rip, brother.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this Delta.
Yeah.
What the fuck does the Delta mean? I know Konami talked about it a little bit, and I'll read the quote, but
yeah, read it for me.
What the fuck is Delta? What is it? So Konami on Twitter apparently said that the Delta symbol was chosen because its meaning fits the concept of the remake project.
Okay.
Delta means change or difference without changing the structure. So that's Konami's direct quote.
Interesting. That's the whole quote?
That still seems extremely ambiguous. Yeah, it seems really ambiguous still.
Interesting. You see, like, I was thinking it would be more along like a river delta or something, but I guess you're just saying.
Right.
So if we're speculating, right, if you want to assume, they're either going to get a one-to-one remake, or there could be something that's been floating around my head, is maybe we get the one through line, right? Like you can play the game the same way it is, but maybe on the left and right, maybe there's a, like a extra passageway or something to another part of the jungle.
Yeah.
Or
so
another,
they expand it.
Yes. That's what I was hoping. But then again, would that be changing the structure too much? The story, you're not getting new cutscenes or nothing. You're probably going to find like a scorpion or something, or an, you know, another gun somewhere. Maybe you get a crossbow or a bow and arrow or something. You know, like maybe you can change it around. I don't know.
That would actually be pretty cool.
It wouldn't be too bad. It's stealthy. It's a stealth game.
Yeah, stealthy. I mean, it plays to the mechanics of the game. I feel like that would actually fit in there well. And I feel like that's also something that you could potentially find in middle of nowhere Russia. More so than you would an XM-1681 or a custom 1911. I feel like that stuff is...
Yes.
Well, I mean, we can talk guns in a minute, but because that's another thing I want to touch on briefly.
But I think with someone with a particular set of skills like Naked Snake, he would know how to fashion an improvised weapon, you know, on the spot. He'll be making spears. He'll be making punji traps, shit like that. He'd be doing that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not...
Oh, yeah. This dude...
Maybe we won't get those things, but it could be interesting if they decide that there is going to be some change, but the structure is mostly the same. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that. I could see if they expand the scope of the game without changing the original structure of the game, that can be okay. I think when you add to the game and it doesn't change the original mechanics or story or the structure of the game, that's okay. That's an okay way to do a remake.
Right.
But once you, like we mentioned earlier, Capcom with RE3, and potentially RE4. I haven't played RE4 yet, but I haven't. I wasn't happy with what I've heard about it.
Yeah.
When you start to change the fundamentals that made that game so beloved in the first place, that's when you start to lose the audience. And I think Resident Evil 3 Remake is a huge example of that. That is the shiny example of what not to do with a remake, right? I would like to see. No, I wouldn't like to see. I would like to.
I'd like to be blind. I'm tired of games.
I'd like to make me blind to play this game.
Put this game on Braille already.
It better have Braille, Konami.
It
don't
better
fuck
have
this
fucking,
up.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
It better have fucking Braille controllers.
Yeah, if they don't, we protest, man.
I'm going to protest anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless. Whatever they do, I'm protesting.
Yeah.
Konami can't win.
To be fair, I think I'll wait a little bit for this too. I'm very excited. But I'm being, what do you call it? Cautious? Like optimist? Like, what do you call it? Yeah. Like optimistic, but you're kind of not.
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic about this. I would like it to be good. I want it to be good. I've been dying to play Metal Gear. Sometimes when I'm talking to like you or any of our friends in our friend group.
Yep.
I start up MGS3 and I'm just like going through slashing necks or finding the M37 shock into Ithaca and blasting dudes. I'm just having fun mindlessly because that's almost has become like in a comfort game, right? Because I know the intricacies of it.
I could just go on autopilot with that.
Yeah. I don't need to think when I'm playing it. Mm-hmm.
I have such a deep love and reverence for specifically Metal Gear Solid 3 that I don't want to see them bastardize it.
True.
I don't want to see them strip away, even if it's something that seems inconsequential. I don't want to see anything missing from this game.
Right.
Because as far as I'm concerned, Metal Gear Solid 3 is close to a 10-10 game.
Yes.
Is we're ever going to get.
It's true. It's true. Even though I might have my preferences for games, I can admit that MGS 3 is the most standalone, the best playing one out of the whole series. You know, it's...
Yeah.
If you were to introduce anybody to a Metal Gear game, it's probably MGS 3. That's the one you want to give them to play first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they don't want to play anything else but one game, that's the game to give them to play, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. Now, let's talk weapons for a little bit, because this is something that came up in our discussions yesterday with, you know, our group. And we started to talk about how in Metal Gear Solid 5, and since this is like the trend in video games is now... The gun manufacturers want all these companies to pay royalties to use their designs in video games, where previously they just had no idea that their gun was being used
absolutely
in, you know, Counter-Strike.
Absolutely disgusts me, man. I'm tired of this shit. But
So now we're getting all these games with fake guns. They're not realistic. They're you know, sometimes they look cool. I mean, I do quite like Metal Gear Solid 5's weapon selection.
Right.
I like the aesthetics of them because they feel close enough to what they're supposed to be. But they're something a little bit new. However, I feel like Metal Gear Solid 3 is set in a very specific time period. The game is very much about that time period. Mm-hmm. And especially the way that they present the original one with like archival footage, and they lay it out. It's like in this time period before the Vietnam conflict.
Mm-hmm.
There's this very specific feeling and atmosphere with this game. And if you, if they go and they take the tried and true AK-47, the XM-16E1, the Scorpion, which is a VZ-61, the 1911, if they take these guns and then they give a close enough approximation, it's just not, for me at least, because let's be real, one of the main stars of the Metal Gear series is the weapons, as it is with any video game that's focused around combat or war. It's the weapons. The weapons are as big of a star in the game as the characters are, sometimes more so.
The weapons are iconic. I mean, I do like to rock the AK playing that game. That's the go-loud weapon. I try to use M16, but it's mostly 1911 and fucking AK-47. If they gave me a Makarov, I would have been fine with that too, but I used the tools I'm provided.
Absolutely. That's the other thing about the weapons in that game. They all have their own little use. Or at least I've found, I fall into like, I'm like, okay, this is where I use this gun. This is where I like to use this gun.
Yeah.
And they all feel different. They feel separate from each other. Where in Metal Gear Solid 5, a lot of the guns were just, they kind of felt the same to me.
Yeah, I don't think there was too much of a difference. There was some like bullpups and stuff, but you know, for those who don't know, is the magazine is in the rear, right? It's behind the handle.
Yeah, the action is.
But
the action is behind the trigger mechanism.
For the most part, how MGS5 works, which is unrealistic in a lot of ways, is you can take like an AR, like AR-15 barrel, and put it on an AK fucking body and stuff. It's not a good translation, but it's fun, but it also makes everything kind of feel the same, you know?
Right. It is fun. I mean, I will concede that Metal Gear Solid 5's weapon customization weapons are fun. They're not realistic at all, though.
Yeah. And that's the thing. MGS2, for instance, right? It made the USP iconic weapon. MGS1 made a SOCOM, iconic. And then MGS... Yeah, in the FAMAS. But in terms of like pistols, you know, because this is like what you always see all the characters using. And MGS3, it's a 1911. And I know in 5 they call it like some other name. And it's a close approximation.
Yep.
But I hope for this one, it's close. If any of you have played the new Call of Duty DMZ, they do a pretty good approximation of real guns. They're not there. But if they have to use unrealistic guns, I hope they take more of a page from that than MGS5's and make it a little bit more, you know, noticeable as the original. Do you think they add more guns, or you think more weapons, I should say, in general? You think we pretty much just get what we're provided?
I think that I liked your idea from earlier about some improvised weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Bow and arrow, spear. I mean, this is, you know, this is Naked Snake in the elements.
Yes.
And he's evading all these troops. I feel like it makes a lot more sense for him and a warrior of his caliber to improvise some of this stuff. Or, I mean, just go with CQC and his knife.
Yeah.
And that makes the most sense to me. But I wouldn't be mad if they added some more period correct weapons. I don't want to see, like, you know, I don't want them to be like, oh, look, there was a Tavor in Groznograd. Like, fuck that. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah,
don't retcon it. Just, if you're going to add more weapons, please, Konami, make them period accurate.
Yes.
Please.
Do your research, because if you're trifling with Kojima's things, we're not easily forgive. Like, we don't forgive very easily. And
yeah,
I mean, what else can we do? We'll boycott your fucking game. People will raise a big stink and be big fuck you Konami shits all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're gonna boycott the shit out of that fucking game. Yeah. So let's get to the real meat here about Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. Do you think that Kojima is fucking pissed now?
Oh, man. Well,
what do you think Kojima's reaction is? Is he flipping tables, or is he like the fucking Zen Master? He doesn't give a shit. He's just like, whatever. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it.
Oh, man. I feel like, if he didn't know anything about this, it'd be a slap in the face. On his Instagram, he's not mentioned anything at all about it. You know, I follow him on Instagram. He hasn't said one word about it. I've read some of the comments. People are saying, what do you think, Kojima? And he's not even responding. He's not saying nothing, you know? So I think he might be a little pissed because he's not even responding, like saying, good, you know, I wish luck to the team or something. He's not saying anything about it. So it's interesting. I think he's pissed, but I don't know if he cares.
I think he's pissed too. I mean, you know, if they fuck this up, this is like taking a shit on a Picasso.
Yeah.
That's what this is going to be like. So, I mean, the stakes are high here, Konami. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you fuckers realize how high the stakes are here.
Yeah.
You better get this right.
They better get, because they're really riding, like, the last amounts of, like, goodwill we have towards Konami, because this makes or break them. And they don't have Kojima. They have the voice actors, but from what I understand, it's the same voice acting from 2004? I'm not sure when they recorded.
Yeah.
But we will see, man. I want Kojima to be happy. And, you know, to be honest with you, if Kojima even says, fuck this game, I won't buy this game. If he himself doesn't give the blessing for this, like if he actually comes out and says it, I might watch some playthroughs or something. But I will actually avoid this thing if he doesn't want you to touch this thing.
I'm right there with you, man. And once again, I don't know if this is just our fan group or if this is like the Metal Gear fandom at large. Let us know. Like, tell us what your opinion on this shit is. If Konami fucks this up and Kojima says no dice, I won't buy the goddamn game.
Mr. Kojima, I know you listened to the old podcast. We got a few hits from Japan back in the day. If you hear this,
we know you were listening. We know you were listening. And look, all you need to do is say our activation code words, and we're going to spring into action, okay?
Just say it, man.
We know exactly what you've been doing this whole time, Kojima.
Yeah. They're just riding off a couple of things, a good faith, but we're just so starved for anything Metal Gear that in some ways we're like overlooking some stuff, you know, just because we're so starved. Yeah. But like I said, if Koj himself says, you know, fuck this thing, I will buy this shit and burn this shit alive, like in front of GameStop, just to prove a
word.
Point.
And see, that's what I'm trying not to have, those blinders where I'm like, oh, it's Metal Gear. It's fucking my favorite Metal Gear. And like, it's the remaster, the remake, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying not to fall into that just like blind hype train.
But I mean, that's why you can kind of feel his pain, because I feel this is his magnum opus, right? This is, no matter, MGS2 does have like this prophetic story, you know, it's a great game on top of it, but
yeah,
I do think MGS3 is where he really dialed everything in. You know, it's not, you can play it once and pretty much get the story of that. And MGS2, it speaks to a modern day, but MGS3 is timeless in a way because it was set in the past. So no matter how much times you remake it, it's always going to feel good, because It doesn't feel dated in a way, I guess. It just feels like classic. It feels like a classic spy story from the 60s.
It feels like it has that, I mean, I hate to make the analogy, but it has that, like, those classic Bond film.
Yes.
It has that vibe. You know, it has that classic, like, oh, man, this is a story for the ages.
I mean, he clearly went for it with the Snake Eater theme song and the opening cutscene and shit. You know, that's what they were going for.
I love it, man. I ate that shit up. And I'm not even that big of a Bond fan. I really like that era of
intrigue.
Time. I like the history from that era, all the espionage and spy shit from that era. And especially I'm a huge just history buff when it comes to like Vietnam and the conflict in Vietnam and
what
the Soviets were doing during that time period. So it resonated with me in a way that no other piece of media had up until that point.
Yeah. A lot of references to the Bay of Pigs and shit like that in that game. Khrushchev and is it Kennedy that's in that game? Who was the American president in that game? Was it Johnson?
64, it's Johnson.
Yeah, so they're having conversations. There's a lot of historical, footage, you know? That's in Metal Gear Solid. There's a lot of history buff shit, basically, in MGS 3.
I think that's another concern, is that they're going to strip away some of this like archival footage and the real, you know, there's that whole cutscene at the beginning of Metal Gear Solid 3 that is pretty much, you know, just lays out the situation of the world and everything.
Right.
I hope they don't get rid of that stuff. I mean, that stuff adds nuance to the game. You know, it adds exposition to the game in a way that a conversation in the game that you have with somebody wouldn't. You know,
Konami, listen, we know you fuckers have money. You got pachinko machines. It's rumored you guys are fucking Yakuza. Buy the fucking rights to the fucking footage. If it's not in this shit.
Stop cheaping out, you bastards.
Don't cheap out. You already got our homeboy over the coals here, like banging his raw holes.
They're on thin ice already.
Yeah,
exactly. They got our homeboy bent over the coals. What did you say?
Yeah, bent over the coals. This dude's stomach's boiling, and the fans are chomping for it. And you guys are making us watch you guys do this to our boy Kojima. So don't fuck around. Pay for the fucking video. You know?
Don't fuck around.
Just
pay for it. Just do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know what you got to do, Konami. We should learn that. We gotta learn the CEO's name so we can fucking address this guy directly.
It's true. We have to address him directly.
You son of a bitch. We're like fucking like bracing him, like strong arming him over the fucking podcast. That's what we gotta do, man.
We have to. As fans, we have to always hold these fuckers accountable. We can't just say, all right, because it's a remake, we're gonna let shit slide. Because look what they're doing with Resident Evil. Now, I know a lot of people do like RE8's fucking Templar bullshit, but that's like almost it's a weird game psyop, right? Because
it's a different game.
Yeah,
it's like a different game, and I like Resident Evil 7.
Yes, Resident Evil is supposed to be about pharmaceutical companies fucking with you. Does that sound familiar, guys?
Exactly.
It's not about Templar shit.
Corporate overreach.
Yes.
It's about dark corporate experiments. It's about it's about those corporate experiments going awry.
Yes.
I mean, it's a warning. It's a warning against these pharmaceutical corporations. Really, that's what Resident Evil is at its core to me. I want you guys to tell us how you feel. Let us know how you feel about Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. How did you feel about the trailer? Let us know in the comments.
And if you end up uploading this to YouTube, any of you guys there, come check out MetalGearLegacy.com and give us an opinion.
Please.
Even leave some comments on the video too, but we have a very friendly community that would love to have this discussion with you as well.
And on that note, I want you guys to come leave us a comment, come talk to us, discuss with us, converse with us on MetalGearLegacy.com, just like Paul said.
Yeah.
And I also want you guys that are listening to this, give us some feedback. We haven't done this in like a decade, 12 years. We need some feedback. Tell us what you want to hear out of the snake pit. What do you want to hear coming from the depths of the snake pit here on Metal Gear Legacy? What do you want to hear? Tell us.
Any recommendations? If you wanted to talk about movies that put you in the Metal Gear mood and stuff like that, we can talk about that kind of stuff too, because we're into the whole like genre of Metal Gear, like sneaking, sabotage, espionage stuff. So
we are very much students of history. This is the stuff that we love to discuss. Mm-hmm. So let us know what you want to hear. And on that note, this podcast is history. Amen. Good night.
Good night, everybody.